It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in right here on KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio. I've got Marin in the box here with me. She's going to tell me about her adventure in this lovely music career and tell you guys about some of the music she's written and performs. But right now, I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hey, I'm Marin Rose, and I'm 13 years old. And I have been playing guitar since I was like 8, and I've just loved it, and I love performing and singing and writing.
When was your first performance?
My first performance was at an event in downtown Detroit Lakes, and it was Ladies Night Out, and there were just a whole bunch of sales outside going on. And I was about 9, and I was actually just coming back from a camp that I go to in Wisconsin, so like we were driving back, and right as we got back into town, we just went straight to the event and just started. So it was really fun because I just got to practice a whole bunch, and Mr. Jack was there, of course, and it was really awesome.
So who's Mr. Jack?
Mr. Jack is my guitar teacher and kind of my little manager because he kind of organizes everything.
Nice, nice.
He's awesome.
So what's the name of your band that you're in?
The Torn Roses.
The Torn Roses? How many people play in this band?
Me and 3 other girls, and we all play guitar and write songs and sing and stuff.
Are they all around the same age?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all real young, wow.
Yeah, there's one girl that's a year younger than me, and then the other 2 girls are my age.
You guys are really talented for such a young age.
Thank you.
Let's hear some of your music. L.A. Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to tell me about that one?
A couple years ago, we went to California, and we went to L.A., and right when we went there, I just loved the city, and I just really was inspired by L.A., and I've always loved it. So I was just sitting one day, and I just was thinking about how much I wanted to be in L.A., and so I wrote this song.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to dive right in.
Right.
So tell me about your trip to LA.
When I went to LA, it was really awesome. We went there for, I think, about a week, and it was really nice because the hotel that we stayed in, it was right on the ocean, so you looked one way and you were looking at this, like, beautiful ocean, and you looked the other way and you just saw all the lights of the city and all the cars, and I'm just such a city girl. I love cities, so it was really nice.
Yeah, tell me about the beach.
We walked on the beach. My sisters, they usually stayed in the hotel, but every single night, my dad and I, we would walk on the beach. And when you walk on the beach, it's actually really weird because you walk and there's like these little sand crabs that are really small and you just step on them every time you walk, and it's really strange because you just walk and they just like poke out at you. But
it's a creepy feeling on your feet.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So what grade are you in?
I am in seventh grade.
In seventh grade, are you in like a choir class or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the choir and.
In band or?
I used to be in band. I used to play percussion, but I stopped when I was in middle school.
How come?
I don't know. I still play drums sometimes because I used to take drum lessons too. But I just really wanted to do choir, but I also wanted to have like a study hall so I could get all of my schoolwork done too. And it was just. It was school things.
And compromising. So, yeah. Do you just play the guitar, or have you adventured out from playing? Tried?
I actually play the ukulele, too. I've started with my friend Elise, and it's really cool. I'm not very good yet, because I just started, like, a month ago. But
practice makes perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Jack shows me some things, too, so that's cool.
That's good. I'm glad to hear. It's glad you're experimenting. I'd love to hear the percussions come back in.
Really fun.
So let's, I want to hear a live one. Okay. Can we get a live one?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let her explain. You want to let them know what it is or the name?
Yeah, this song I wrote actually like just last week, I think. So I'm still working on it a little bit, but yeah, it's called If I'm Wrong. Like I'm flying, but I don't know where to. It's stranger than the science of deja vu. Somehow you found a way right under my skin. I hate to say it, but you claim the win. My brain and conscience work together, trying to protect my heart that's fragile as a feather. But when you came around, your love was just too strong. I think I love you and I hope my heart's not wrong. I love you and I just don't know how to express my love for you. So I wrote you this song. I hope I'm not wrong when I say that you. If I'm wrong, God bless me, 'cause I forget how to breathe when you're not by my side. I hope that I'm right. I hope that I'm right. Forget how to breathe when you're not by my side. I hope that I'm right. I hope that I'm right.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
I see a lot of these songs are like about love in the sense, and you're so young.
Mr. Jack always actually bugs me about that. I think a big part of it is because a lot of the songs I listen to, just this generation, it's just a lot of it's about love. So it's just kind of when I'm sitting down and I'm writing a song, it's just kind of what comes to my mind and what like comes out of my mouth when I just start brainstorming.
What inspired or you just...
I just came up with it. I don't really know. I mean, a lot of songs I think that I just, sometimes it's books that I read even, or like shows that I watch. It's just like things that I pick up from that just make me think of things.
Right, so are you in Detroit Lakes School or do you...
Yeah, Detroit Lakes Middle School.
So did you have a little celebration recently coming up or was
yeah,
it...
Yeah, I just had my bat mitzvah last weekend.
You want to tell me about that, what it is?
I'm Jewish, so when you get to the age of 13, you have this celebration and like service where I guess it's like in the Jewish community you're becoming a young woman, and it takes a lot of work. For about a year I've been learning a lot of Hebrew and working on a lot of things. I've been studying a lot. Every Sunday I go up to Fargo to practice my Hebrew and just studying and stuff. So it's been a lot of work, but when the party came that night, because the service was in the morning, it was a lot of fun.
How long did you have to plan for this?
I think about almost a year, yeah.
Almost a year. So, I mean, it's almost like the equivalent to like a Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's...
Coming to.
That's another thing. Since it's such a big party and stuff, my dad says since we get the bat mitzvah that we don't have a Sweet 16 party. Like, we have a little one to go out with our friends, but we don't have, like, we don't make it such a big deal.
Like most other ones where it's big deal, get the car and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
If I may interject... I am Mr. Jack, who she talks about all the time. John Hutchinson is my name. Reading Hebrew is rather interesting because you read it from right to left, and there is, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, Marin, if I'm wrong here, there's no punctuation in it. There's no periods or hyphens or anything, and you have to be able to read this and know how to, and how to phrase it and everything. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it takes a long time to learn that.
It does take a long time because for a portion of the service, you read from the Torah, which is the Old Testament from the Bible, but it's a big scroll. And in the Torah, there are little dots and dashes in like the Hebrew language, and they are the vowels, and they tell you how to pronounce things. So it's really hard because there are no vowels in the Torah, so it's like pretty much just reading like a page of consonants, and you have to just memorize it so you know how to sing it every time. So that was definitely a big part of learning it.
So on a difficult level, what would you say it was between 1 to 10?
10. 10.5.
And if I may add, the scroll itself was as big as her. She had to carry this around.
Yeah, it was. I was really scared I was going to drop it because you have to walk around the synagogue with it and carry it, and I was so scared I was going to drop it because it's heavy.
Do you have to just repeat a phrase or do you have to like do like several pages of it, read several pages?
Several pages. There were different prayers and stuff, so it was really fun though.
And then how many people did you say you had there?
I had about 50 or 45 of my friends, and my dad invited people that he worked with and his friends and just family friends. So.
Did you perform?
I'm guilty of some karaoke at the party, not gonna lie. Yeah, it was fun.
So if you had the opportunity to open up for any musician in the world, who would you want to open up for?
That's hard. I think I would say probably Pink. It would be really cool to open up for Pink.
She's definitely a lively woman. Mm-hmm. Her shows are very, 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 very cool.
They're awesome.
Who would you most like to meet?
That is a hard one. I think I would probably want to meet like Colby Calais because she seems really down to earth, and yeah, I think it would be fun, and I love her music.
So when did you first like start singing?
Well, I guess when I started singing kind of professionally. Well, I've done some voice lessons and things, but when I started playing guitar, I started really singing, and that's also when I started songwriting, which was when I was 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for your first lesson, Marvin's first lesson with me playing guitar was September 16th, 2010. So that's, and then she was writing songs within a month after that.
So, I believe we have some of your first music that you wrote.
I think Who Would It Be was one of my first ones, yeah.
First ones? All right, we're going to let that one play. We're back sitting in with Marin talking about herself and her musical career. What I would like to know is your family got some musical talent? Your mom, dad, sisters?
Yeah, my family is definitely really musical. My dad plays guitar and he writes songs too. And when we did do my bat mitzvah, there was a slideshow of pictures, and there were pictures of me playing with him and just like sitting in his guitar case when I was really little. And when I was really little and I didn't know how to play guitar, he would like do the chords and I would just strum along and I'd be like, oh, I'm playing guitar. But yeah, he definitely has probably started it, because ever since I was little, I've always thought it was so cool that he could play guitar. My sister Greta also plays guitar. I would always listen to her too, and she was really good. My sister Cindy plays piano, and she is amazing. I've tried playing piano a couple times, but I like guitar. And Sarah is a really good singer.
Really, really, really good singer?
A really,
and being
really,
your
really
older
good.
Sister, I said she's probably influenced to some of your songs.
Yeah.
So do you guys do family jam sessions every now and again?
Yeah, since I used to play drums, my dad would take out his electric guitar, and I would go on the drums, and my dad would play guitar, and it was really fun.
It's a nice little family, Sunday family activity.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So who's your first teacher of music?
Mr. Jack.
Mr. Jack?
Yep.
The very, very first, even considering, like, choir teachers, band teachers?
I had some music teachers, but I think, like, the most effective first one was definitely Mr. Jack.
When did Mr. Jack come into your life?
2010. Well, my sister Greta took guitar lessons from him, and we would see him ever so often. And when I was 9, I was like, oh, I want to learn how to play guitar. And he actually took me a bit younger than he likes to take in students. But since he knew our family, he was like, okay. And
well, I saw talent, too.
You seen it down deep.
Yep. Thank you. So I started taking with him in 2010.
And you've been loving it ever since?
Yes.
This music is really good. Mm-hmm. I am loving it. We've got a cover that you're going to want to jam out. You should let me know a little background on it.
This song is by Dala, and they're a Canadian duo group, and I love them. When I was about 11, I think, I went to one of their shows with my friend Elise, and we met them, and we were just fangirling. We love them so much. They're really cool. So this is the song Levi Blues by them. I've been waiting for a guy like you, and you've been waiting to be my guy too. I'll go to Paris, see the lovers in the park, try California, walk the beaches in the dark. I'll see the world in my Levi blues, but I'll always come back, I'll always come back to you. I've been waiting for a guy like you, and you've been waiting to be my guy too. I'll go to China, write I love you on the wall, and maybe London, catch a show with Albert Hall. I'll see the world in my Levi blues, but I'll always come back, I'll always come back to you. I'll always come back to you. He loves me not, he loves me. He loves me not, he loves me. He loves me not, he loves me. I've been waiting for a guy like you, and you've been waiting to be my guy too. In the Big Apple where we both can take a bite, we'll have to hurry cause we always miss our flight. We'll see the world in our Levi blues. We'll see the world in our Levi blues, cause I'll always come back, I'll always come back. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the name of that song?
Levi Blues.
Levi Blues by
Dala.
And we've got, I'm gonna let one of these other songs play that we have up here. I'm going to let I'm Not Leaving.
I'm Not Leaving Without You.
You wanna tell me about that?
That song I wrote, I guess it's kind of a love song, but it kind of came from just how, maybe not even love, but just friends and family, they always stick together. And
I'm not leaving without you.
We have a song that you just recently wrote, and we are going to jam it out. Has it got a name?
Yep, it's called Take Me Back.
Take Me Back? You want to take me back and let me know when you wrote it?
I wrote it, I think last week, so I'm not perfect.
So it's super, super fresh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what advice would you give to somebody just starting to perform for their nerves?
I do get stage fright, and I guess it's something that you really, the way to get past it is just to go through. You just have to get used to it. And I think that actually performing helped me a lot when I did do my bat mitzvah, because it helped me, you know, be able to do that in front of so many people. But you just have to do it. I mean, there's no, special trick to calm down. You just have to get used to it. And everyone gets scared. Everyone gets scared when they're about to go in front of people. I still get scared when I'm in English class and I have to say a speech in front of people, you know, but you just have to get through it because it's going to be over and then you're not even going to realize how fast it went by.
All right, I want to thank you guys for coming in, sharing your time with me and your music.
Thank you.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.